You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Welcome to the most innovative segment in sports talk. The only show in America that's dumb enough to put statistics next to our predictions, showing you just how wrong we are on a regular basis. When are you going to admit that you were wrong, Judd?
Not just once, but twice every Wednesday. Every single Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
But when are you going to admit that you were wrong on a non-Wednesday?
Yeah, Judd.
Well, that happens each day at my house.
Why don't you do it on a Tuesday?
I'm sorry to Dawn.
Yeah.
I mean, I say I'm sorry at home a lot. I could record it and like stream it out there.
You should just have a generic recording of, save your breath, save your voice. I'm sorry, honey. I'll try to do better next time.
Yep.
Judd for the doghouse.
I don't know. sponsored segment. That's a good idea.
For the doghouse.
Someone commented that you did like a 1 minute read on a Twitter video yesterday.
Yeah, that wasn't true. That just wasn't true. The listener's assumption.
Judd
was
here.
Oh, that's 8 seconds at the start of the one I did.
It was
for a spot.
Fine.
Okay. Sometimes people get a little bent out of shape on Twitter.
Yeah, we like to take care of our sponsors because they tend to help keep us employed. So I appreciate our sponsors, every one of them.
Speaking of, a shout out to our friends at Dennis Kirk. It's been a long winter. I mean, hell, this morning it was like below zero wind chill for crying out loud. But we assure you, riding season is on the horizon. All you Ragnars out there, whatever you ride, a Harley, Indian, Metric, Cruiser, Sport Bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com so you can ride more and weigh less. Over 180,000 parts and accessories in stock. Clothing and helmets as well. Shipping is free for orders over $89. And if you order by 8 p.m., they ship the same day. Everything you need for your ride at DennisKirk.com. All right, boys, here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs going back several years. And listeners, if you want to participate like Zach is about to, send Declan a message through the Score North app. We'll get you scheduled for some time here in the coming weeks. We start with an accountability session every week. Judd had a few things come off the board.
Yeah.
You said the Gophers would win the Fargo Regional, the Gopher men's hockey team, which they did, but that the Cooley, Snuggerud, and Nice line would account for no fewer than 5 goals in the region. I think there's only like 2 or 3 of the, 14 goals?
It was. They scored 9 goals against Canisius, and I think that line had 1 goal.
Mm.
Bunch of crap.
Parlaying, kids.
Mm.
Tough.
Yeah, but I mean, I should have been right, and I got screwed, so I'd like to.
You should put it out to the audience, see if maybe they can reverse it for you.
No, you know what? I don't do that. I don't try and suck up to an audience that deserves more than that. I will just fall on the sword and say I was wrong.
Wow. I feel like there's a lot of tension still from the Purple Daily Write That Down controversy. If you haven't consumed that, go check it out. But you did say either Byron Buxton or Jorge Polanco would wind up on the injured list by May 1. Well, Polanco is going to start the season on the injured list. Whoops.
Yay.
Wrong button. There you go. Judd cheering for the misfortune of athletes.
Twins fans are mad at Judd right
yes,
now. Twins fans are pissed at Judd.
It's not your fault he can't.
Yeah.
No,
I barely walk.
The afternoon Judd I did yesterday was saying that the whole Sonny Gray kerfuffle was great. because it's like he's challenging the, you know, I want to pitch deeper into games.
Which he is, yeah.
And people are very upset because they're saying, why would you want consternation and controversy? Why would you want divisive?
Sonny Gray's the one saying it. Sorry, I'm killing the
message. I love how you just got mad. I love how you just exploded. And you're not wrong, but here's the problem. It feels like Twins fans are almost conditioned to want to just always feel good about the team. I wonder why that is.
Well, it's one thing. I mean, I have no problem if your core ethos as a fan is to just want joy from your sports teams. Like, that's fine. But to act like things have been perfect the last couple of years and anyone who pokes holes in that is somehow it's like, no, this front office has – it's what I ranted about this with Royce yesterday that, you know – no, now that some of the dead weight's gone, right? So the Chris Archer, Dylan Bundy, and Gary Sanchez and Miguel Sano, it's addition by subtraction. The same front office added those players to a team that they wanted to win the World Series, right?
Just to be very, very clear quickly, I don't blame fans one bit. Like, I get why fans, it's opening day. They want joy. What I'm saying is they've become conditioned by many in our end of the business to want to feel good about the team because the team is rarely questioned.
I mean, like feel good about the team all you want, but don't then poke at fans who want some sort of dose of reality too, right? Like there's, anyhow, you did say Matt Boldy would score 25 or more goals this season for a while. He has blown past that over the past few weeks. 28 goals now. For Matt Boldy, on
12
his
goals in 13 March games going into tonight's game against Colorado, right, Declan?
Yeah, he's been on fire. I think, he has a team record for goals in a month.
So he's going to hit, for all the hand-wringing, rightfully so, over who's going to replace the Fiala production. And Boldy wasn't at first, but now...
Well, now he's replaced the Kaprizov production, too, which is just remarkable.
All right, old Macadak had a rough week here. Oh, this is a bad beat. He said Carl Anthony Towns would knock down at least 3 3-pointers against the Hawks. He had 2 in the first half, and then I don't think he hit another one the rest of the game. So, and then I have no faith in Kat here. I said Kaprizov would play in a game for the Wild before Kat plays in a game with the Wolves. I think Kat probably heard that one and said, no, I'm going to come back right now just to prove Mackie wrong. That guy.
Whoa.
A lot of things here for the listeners.
Mm.
All right, we'll start with the bad here. Mike said Cat and Ant will combine for at least a 50 burger against the Warriors on Sunday. It was a low scoring game. Those guys were not quite combining for that many points. Dean said there'd be 4 Big Ten teams in the Frozen Four this year. Woof. Jake said Wolves will have an above 500 record. With Cat being out, the Wolves had an exactly 500 record.
Oh,
boy.
With Cat out.
Jake.
The word above bites Jake right there. Royce said, on behalf of the listeners, Belichick will leave the Patriots as head coach after the 2022 season. Well, he's all over the news this week. He's very much still the coach and saying, hey, the last 25 years are why you should be optimistic about Patriots football. And then Amir had a parlay that started with the Wolves will win 48 games or more. But Mike said at least 2 of the 1 or 2 seeds left in March Madness will lose in the Sweet 16. That's correct. 2-1 seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not beating the Sweet 16. And then Cat will return within the next 4 games, Royce said. And he did. He did return. So a busy week for the listeners. All right, we'll see if Declan wants to protest either of these. You said St. Cloud State would make the Frozen Four.
Let's take that to the listeners.
Woof.
Just woof. And then Joe Ryan will start opening day. He will not. He will not. So with that on the season here for 2023, old Macadag didn't reorder these, but Judd, you lead with 538 batting average. Declan, 429. Listeners, 250. I'm at 167. Declan leads with 2 home runs. All time, Declan leads with a 387 average. Judd leads with 265 hits. And the listeners lead with 43 home runs. Let's get Zach in here. Zach is our guest listener predictor. What's going on, dude? You're rocking the Charlie Coyle jersey here. Charlie Coyle is a trigger phrase for Judd Zolgad, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I was scared to wear it.
Oh, no, no, no. You know what? Coyle frustrated me, but I mean, there was far worse. Like Parisi or Suter, I'd probably cut you off the show, but Charlie Coyle's okay. And plus, he's gone to Boston and played well, so good for him.
Maybe yeah. Maybe they'll see Charlie Coyle in June.
I do like the hockey ties, though. That's a good jersey. Yeah. Like, that's not a cheap jersey. That's a good one.
I think you should, instead of wearing, like, you know, the formal ties, Judd, that should be your tie, the hockey jersey tie at the top of your...
Wear it to Declan's wedding, maybe.
There you go. Yeah.
I could come to his wedding wearing the hockey
tie. It is a black tie affair, so that will not go over very well with my bride-to-be, but, you know, you can, I guess...
As long as you like it, I don't really care.
Got it.
As long as you get a chuckle.
Write that down.
So, Zach, what's your background as a Minnesota sports fan here? What, like, what's the first time they ever pissed you off, Minnesota sports?
I would say the 2009 NFC Championship game is my first real time I remembered being pissed off about sports.
Watching Adrian Peterson fumble 13 times and phantom pass interference calls on Ben Lieber. Just, throwing across your body, 12 men in the huddle.
Just keep going, Phil. Just keep going.
Oh,
that poor guy. He's going to have PTSD by the end of the segment.
So we'll go around the room three times. We'll start with Zach, over to Judd, Declan, back to me. So you're in the batter's box here, Zach. What is your first prediction, sir?
All right, write this down. The Twins will sweep the season opening series against the Royals.
Whoa! Let's go! What, no flag? No flag for the Twins?
I burned it after last season.
Twins flag burning.
I took it outside in the front yard and burned it. That was it. But it's a good prediction.
Actually,
plausible.
I think I found a new job for Zach on Bally Sports North. Twins pregame show
coming up next.
More of the fact that I think the Royals are not very good.
Yeah,
that's also true.
Old Macadac's got some Twins positivity predictions here today, too, with opening day on the horizon.
I do as well. Opening day is great. But I don't want to start with the Twins. I want to go with an unprecedented Zolgadian write that down that's going to thrill certain members of this show. Because this weekend is, yes, WrestleMania. And I have been doing my work. I have been doing my sleuthing. I have been looking. I've been looking at all of the matches. And I want you to write this down.
I am a game, JR.
Absolutely incredible. Wow.
This is an unprecedented
moment. Never happened before. Never happened before, but I was going through the array of matches. Charlotte Flair in action. Mm-hmm. But write this one down. Roman Reigns will defeat Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship this weekend at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns.
I feel like it's not a home run because
there's controversy about how this is going to go. At first it was largely Cody Rhodes is going to win.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Reigns is sort of the cash cow. Having him lose would be a setback of sorts to that cash cowness. So Roman Reigns will defeat Cody Rhodes.
Oh my God.
I could see them trying to milk Roman Reigns for another few months. At some point he's due to go on an extended hiatus because he's been carrying the company for like 10 years. And he also had cancer at one point.
Yeah. He had cancer when he was with he left the Vikings in training camp, I think, that year because of cancer.
And you can't make the club in a tub is what Brad Childress told him. Which is insensitive, but he came back. He came back after his second bout of cancer to carry the WWE for like 3 or 4 years, and probably should take some time off. But
all right,
interesting. All right. Well, do you have more predictions here too? More wrestling predictions, or is that your one?
No, I have two baseball after this. But I thought the Dex would have one for sure.
I do.
I just wanted to start with mine. I wanted to start with mine to set the tone for a first ever me predicting. Predicting wrestling.
Down. Okay. Well, I'll say mine here. It's kind of the opposite of Judd, and it's a parlay. I think Phil's actually going to like the second half of this. So my WrestleMania prediction is Cody Rhodes defeats Roman Reigns. That happens. I think the baton is going to be passed to Cody. However, on the ensuing Raw after WrestleMania, which is always like the most watched Raw to be in, there's always great guest surprises. Randy Orton returns to the ensuing Raw episode, and that kicks off the next feud between Cody Rhodes, reimagining the legacy of stable from like 10, 15 years ago. Dude. That kicks off the next one. So the prediction is Cody Rhodes beats Roman Reigns, and Randy Orton returns on the ensuing Raw after WrestleMania. Right.
That would be, old Macadac would pop hard for that. That'd be great. Let's get it.
Write that down.
All right, write this down. I'm going to give you a Twins prediction here. I got some Twins positivity here. Carlos Correa will have a walk-off hit within the next 2 weeks. So by two Wednesdays from now, at the time of our recording, Carlos Correa will have a walk-off hit of some kind. Unlike last year, he's not going to wait till September to bust out the clutch stick. Carlos Correa, let's go.
Write that down.
All right, back to Zach.
All right, write this down. The Wild will finish first place in the Central Division.
Wow.
Yeah, they're battling.
The game tonight, 9 o'clock, Avalanche in Colorado. They win that one, they'll be in pretty damn good shape.
How many games left?
Like
8 or 9, I think.
They have 8 games left now. They have 8 games left and 5 are against playoff teams. They have a tough schedule, though.
So, right now, the Avalanche, and this game is a big swing, but the Avalanche have a 46% chance to win. The Wild have a 22% chance to win the division, that is.
Yep.
Dallas also with 31%. So the Wild are the third team looking out prediction-wise or projection-wise to win. But today's win would probably swing that a lot closer, obviously, with limited games left.
Okay. Absolutely.
All righty.
Write that down.
All right, Judd.
All right, some Twins positivity. Joey Gallo will homer for the Twins in the opener on Thursday in Kansas City. We will see a Joey Gallo home run. I expect him, according to what I've been told by Mr. Baseball Patrick Royce, that he's going to lead off the record. Wouldn't be shocked if he did what Jack Jones did, to open 2002 in Kansas City when he hit a home run. And Dick Bramer told Bud Selig to shove it back when Dick liked to be a little bit more expressive about the people that run baseball. But Joey Gallo will just homer, I'll say, Declan, in the opener.
Okay. All right. I also have a Joey Gallo prediction.
Write that down.
Write this down. Joey Gallo will not strike out on opening day.
Oh, man. Which one of these are these both home runs? I actually feel like these are both home runs.
I think they're both very specific. Now,
well, it's less about the specificity and more about the likelihood of it happening. Like a home run. So Joey Gallo hits a home run once in every four or five games, but he strikes out more than almost any player in Major League history. So I almost feel like if Joey Gallo avoids a strikeout or if he hits a home run, I feel like you guys are both in line for a home run prediction here.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. If listeners want to fight that, but we know listeners defend Declan, so they're not.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you going to do? Give Declan the home run.
Declan's the ultimate wrestling baby face on Scornorth.
Sports dance.
I'm over.
Sucks.
I'm very much over.
All right, write this down. More Twins positivity. First time through the rotation, the Twins will have at least 2 starters record an out in the 7th inning.
I'm going. I got one very close to that.
So first time through the rotation, Twins will have at least 2 starters record an out in the 7th inning. Write it down.
Write this down.
Let's go. Okay, back to Zach. Your third and final prediction.
I had that same Joey Gallo home run prediction, and I changed it to the sweep right before the show happened.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love it, man.
So my third prediction is a Vikings prediction, and it's kind of a long one, but I think it's going to happen. So write this down. Jalen Naylor will finish the 2023 season top 3 in receiving yards on the Vikings.
Wow. So more than – well, this could go a number of different ways, but – an injury could happen or something, but if there's no injuries, you're kind of saying he becomes the number 2 receiver.
Yeah, JJ, Jalen Naylor.
Okay,
I like it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean he was talented, man.
I think there's a reason they haven't added anyone else yet.
Okay.
And he showed a couple flashes toward the end of the season, right? You know, Nick Mullins found him for a 40-yarder at one point, garbage time. But that's good stuff.
Write this down.
Well, Zach, awesome stuff, man. Since you've got this life-changing platform here on Mackie and Judd, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that helped you get to this pinnacle moment?
Just my parents for having wild season tickets for about 6 years of my childhood. That really helped me open up my Wild fandom and branched off to the other sports eventually. So I'd say that.
Awesome.
Very nice.
All right, Zach, good luck with your predictions. We'll be rooting for you, and we'll get you on again sometime.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, there he goes. Guest listener predictor Zach in his Charlie Coyle jersey. Oh, what could have been with that young Wild nucleus?
Yep. A couple of great contestants, or guests, I should say, on Write That Down today.
Yep, love it. Another great contestant here is Nutrisource. Nutrisource is the official dog food of Mackie and Judd and of Purple Daily. Maya Mackie just absolutely, I mean, sometimes she gets up too early and it drives me a little bit nuts, but I know that it's because she loves her Nutrisource chicken and rice food. Tootsie Roll poops, keeping her digestive system regular and consistent, Judd. Just Nutrisource has been a game changer for the Mackies.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, right there. Now, you might be saying, why are those dogs looking? Why are they being so good? Stella and her friend Ryder, why are they being so well-behaved? I'm going to tell you right now, because they were promised and they got right after this photo was shot. Training rewards, treats. Nutrisource's treats are fantastic. And Phil is right. You know what? The best thing is our dogs are healthy and happy. And that makes us, including Vinny right there, that makes us happy too. Correct, Declan?
That's right. Vinny boy loves his treats. He sits, he shakes. The moment, if he hears that bag in another room, he will jump off the bed full force, like Jeff Hardy basically swanton bombing on his way to Nutrisource treats.
Part of the problem for old Macadac here has been the last few days been grinding through this respiratory situation. And my cough drop bag looks and sounds the same as the Nutrisource treats bag.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Macadac's had some problems.
I know. Let's just say that a full bowl of Raisin Bran and a dark chocolate candy bar haven't killed Maya yet. So what can a cough drop do?
But she should just stick to Nutrisource. Going to take her away from you guys. Doggy service. Hello, this is Doggy Services. Are the Mackies home?
What does McGruff the crime dog also work?
Yeah, he's got to protect Maya. McGruff the crime dog.
Is he wearing anything under that trench coat? I'm not sure about that, God. McGruff.
Somebody's got to look out for her.
It's NutrisourcePetFoods.com to find a Nutrisource retailer near you. Also, hey, we've been talking Twins here on this Write That Down episode, and opening day at Target Field is just days away, April 6th, 3:10, first pitch. As the Twins face the World Series champion Houston Astros, gates open 2 hours before first pitch at 1:10 p.m. Buy your tickets, twins.com/tickets. First chance to see the new uniforms. First chance to see Joey Gallo potentially hitting a ball to St. Paul. Twins.com/tickets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
One more trip around the room here, boys. Let's go to Judd.
Okay. I was going to make a prediction about Sonny Gray, similar to what Phil said when it comes to how long he is allowed to pitch in his first game, but I'm going to tweak it because I don't think the Twins handle frontalness really well.
They don't.
I don't think they like pushback. I think they come off as, everything's swell. But then when they're pushed, they become very much the adult. We know better. And so here's my write that down. Sonny Gray will not pitch for the Twins the entire season. Sonny Gray will not last the entire season.
I interpreted that differently.
Okay. He'll be he's going to be traded.
So he'll be traded
before the season is over. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think the first time he gets hooked early, something. He's going to come out and talk about it more. Like, he's sort of thrown down the gauntlet, and I think he might build on that. And so he will be traded at some point this season.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. They definitely, who was the guy that went to the minor leagues a couple years ago?
Shoemaker. And then he complained to the Pioneer Press, and I, like, his complaints were justified. I mean, he's probably the wrong guy to do it, but like, Sonny Gray very much has the equity to say, this is sort of BS.
He does. And dude, like, if you're the Twins, and the Twins would say, well, third time through the order, you haven't been all that great either. There's also a meet in the middle point here of,
right,
okay, you have to either trust or provide the tools for your pitchers to be better a third time through the order. And it just feels like the Twins don't do either of those things.
Yes.
And so unless you've got an all-time great bullpen, but maybe now that Pablo Lopez is in, you know, Dylan Bundy and Chris Archer were not equipped to go more than about, you know, 5 1/3 from the minute they signed those guys. So we shall see. All right, Dex.
All right, last one for me, another opening day prediction. All three predictions coming off the board by next Wednesday's accountability session. Pablo Lopez strikes out at least 6 batters on opening day. He gets the nod on the bump, and he'll strike out at least 6 batters on opening day. Write it down.
Okay. And then my final prediction is,
write that down.
So you guys talked about the big wild Avs showdown tonight. We also have the Wolves on the tail end of a tough road trip in which they've just gone gangbusters. The Wolves and Suns tonight, KD making his return. Write this down. In the final minutes of a one-score game, so this is a parlay, kind of, right? It has to be, the game has to be one score in the final minute. Jaden McDaniels will clamp Kevin Durant. And I'm defining that as saying, in the final minute of a one-score game, Jaden McDaniels will prevent Kevin Durant from getting the ball or making a shot on a possession. So, and this could be, I might have to show you guys the footage if it's not obvious. Like, it's been very obvious the last couple games. Steph Curry's trying to get the ball. Jaden McDaniels doesn't let it happen. Trae Young's trying to get the ball. Jaden McDaniels doesn't let it happen. So it'll have to be the Suns are trying to get the ball to KD, and they either can't because of Jaden McDaniels, or they get him the ball and Jaden McDaniels is too lanky and prevents KD from making a shot. If there's some gray area, I'll present it to you guys and you can decide.
From getting a shot or making a shot? Like, what if he's
making a shot?
Making a shot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so do the Wolves have to win this game? Or like, if the Suns, if he clamps KD and, you know, Chris Paul makes the shot to win the game?
I hope they win the game, but
you're not sure.
That's not part of my prediction.
Okay.
All right. If there's gray area, I'll present it to you. And you guys can rule on it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I think the Clamps tour is going to continue throughout Arizona here tonight, is what I'm saying. It's a worldwide Clamps tour, and Jaden McDaniels is the front man.
He's the headliner.
Please welcome Jaden McDaniels to the stage.
Everybody. Please welcome. Try to get a photo of him. Oh, you can't because he's covering your camera. All right. All right, those are your Write That Down predictions, your accountability session, the only show in America, us and Purple Daily, our other show, that actually puts statistics next to our predictions. It's Mackie and Judd, a reckless speculation Thursday for you guys tomorrow. See ya.